This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Well, it's about time. It's about time. It is about time. So we are hearing that I believe what's going on now, and I can't tell because I'm in the studio and I can't look outside and see what's going on because I'm sure I'm going to see fireworks and honks and all that. But I live in Nevada. And Nevada, who usually kind of parallels California with a lot of things and is more on the stricter side of things because we're such an international, you know, playground, you know, for all these countries. We're the entertainment capital of the world. We're a little stricter, usually, on COVID guidelines, and it kind of sucks for those of us who live here. So we're being told that Governor Sisolak, this news kind of came out yesterday, that Governor Sisolak is expected to lift the mask mandate in Nevada. And perfect timing as we have Super Bowl coming up this week. And even though Super Bowl isn't played here, you know, we had Super Bowl, you know, we had the Pro Bowl and things like that. Super Bowl's in SoFi Stadium. But, you know, we want people to come to Vegas. If they're not going to be at the Super Bowl, we want them to bet at the sports book. We want them to do the parties, have fun. Super Bowl weekend is like one of the biggest holidays of the year. And so this is some pretty, pretty cool stuff. I'm very, very excited. And so, like I said, we should be finding out any minute. He's, according to the Nevada Independent, he's going to hold a virtual press conference, provide an update on COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, along with the availability of test kits and therapeutics. And then the mask mandate is expected to be lifted. This was implemented on July 30th. Nevada mask mandate followed a recommendation from the CDC that fully vaccinated people should wear masks in indoor public settings when they are in the areas of substantial or high transmission. The new federal policy was only a recommendation. Governor Sisolak issued an emergency directive in May that automatically made any guidance by the CDC binding in the state of Nevada. So the current guidelines for individual counties, which require masks at indoor public places for people regardless of vaccination status, they are in place right now until today. Federal guidance, which includes mask wearing on airplanes, will still continue. They say under existing policies, counties automatically are subject to a universal masking mandate. If they have 2 weeks of substantial or high transmission, those mask mandates are automatically removed after 2 weeks of low transmission. Since the mandate was implemented at the end of July, the vast majority of the state's population has still been masked. So we've still been wearing masks. So they say for the first time in 6 months, according to the Nevada Independent, the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services did not send out a press release offering updated masking guidelines, probably because we're going to be hopefully getting this news. So this is, now, mind you, casinos are still run by the Nevada Gaming Board. So the Nevada Gaming Board will still issue their own guidance, because I know a lot of you guys want to hit the casino and not have to wear a mask. And you know what? It did stink. I was up in Lake Tahoe for a medical conference, and when I was sitting playing, you know, I was sitting at a, you know, trying to place a blackjack and trying to have a drink. I mean, the second my mask, I didn't put it back on. I had to, you know, I get it. You know, as a doctor, I've worn masks throughout most of my career. Throughout my career. And so, yeah, I'm a little more used to them, but I didn't have to wear them 8 hours a day. I didn't even have to wear them in between eating or drinking. So for those of you that say it sucked, I believe you, and I agree with you. I don't like wearing a mask on a plane. Masks on a plane, though, are still going to be required. But these mask mandates right now, very, very cool. And that could then hopefully lift it for schools. So we'll see what happens. This is pretty darn exciting. But can I just say, you know, you hear people say, well, the science evolved. So we're making this decision now because the science evolved. They haven't said that in Nevada, but I've heard that on news outlets. And no, 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 the science never evolved on masks and their efficacy. What I learned in the 90s still holds true today. Most of what we were wearing, you know, provides a sort of barrier, but it doesn't stop, you know, the small COVID virus from getting in or your breath from coming out. Unless we suffocate you, you are exhaling, and that exhalant has COVID in it. And when a study came out saying, yeah, 70% of what you 70% of what you exhale comes out of those masks, those surgical masks you're wearing, that wasn't evolving science. That was a, well, no flippin' duh. I mean, this is what we've said this whole time. And, you know, for those of you that are really, really worried about COVID, it must anger you to see masks spewing all over the strip, all over the ground. Last week or the week before, I was walking up and down the strip because we went to eat dinner there. I can't tell you how many masks were just sitting there. So what you're now doing is you're trapping somebody's COVID, and now it's out there for anybody to touch or see or, you know, I don't know. There's just been a lot of hypocrisy and a lot of made up science. And, you know, I want to fight misinformation badly. And to me, misinformation is the bandana you're wearing protects you against COVID. That's misinformation. The misinformation that you won't get COVID if you mask up. Well, what kind of mask? An N95 respirator helps, but it's not 100%. So I think Nevada, I think we're seeing New Jersey, Connecticut, California, I think is going to stop their mask mandate February 15th. So I think you see they want to get through the Super Bowl too. But I think for a different reason. They don't want to see a huge, you know, although people in the Super Bowl, they're going to be drinking and eating and what honestly is going to happen to 60,000 people? You know, I mean, they're going to round them up at halftime if they're not wearing a mask. So I'm not really sure. Oh yeah, there's supposed to be a fine. Yeah, they might get fined. We'll see how that goes. So that's going to be some drama, but, you know, it's been a long time to get here. Once we end the mask mandate, does that mean we're done with masks? No. At any time they could say you're back in masks. You're back in masks. You're back in masks. But this does give a little hope to kids who have not been able to see their teachers' faces, have been, you know, up and down, touching their face, moving the mask, dealing with something impeding their breathing. This is a huge win for kids. As long as there's not a deadlier virus. But if a deadlier virus comes our way, then give people the N95s. Give them some better protection. Go to, you know, online school temporarily. But, you know, not this two-year-long, you know, parade of BS. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app.
Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the cards? Yes! The Royal Flush!
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, the drama continues. There is another doping scandal. Now, that surrounds the Olympics. With the Olympics, I don't know guys, if you guys have been watching, but we were able to secure another 3 gold medals to now have 4 total gold medals. Congratulations to Nathan Chen, Chloe Kim. Pretty exciting events that we saw. Half pipe snowboarder, Chloe Kim, and then figure skater Nathan Chen both secured gold. Pretty exciting. It was really well done, and I'm pretty impressed. Now, let me see here. Yeah, I think Nathan, he goes to Princeton. I know a lot of them are college students. But in terms of the tally, we don't have the most yet in terms of medals, but we have at least 10. Norway has 12. Austria has 13.
The Republic Olympic Committee has 11. That might change depending on what happens with the doping allegation. Canada has 12. And then everybody else is slowly catching up, including Germany, Netherlands, Sweden, Italy. So, you know, this is a something that just, when I think of Olympics, I think of somebody busted their butts. Somebody ran, you know, I guess the hardest, worked the hardest, succeeded, won, you know, each event that they did fair and square, and then they make it to the level that now they have to compete with other people who are the best of the best in their, you know, in their sport. And so when you hear that somebody might have cheated, or that a team cheated, or a country cheated, they have no business being in the Olympics. So, like, let's say somebody was in, you know, college track, they got caught cheating, they won a race, they moved on, then they, you know, I guess were able to place in front of somebody else, and then get to go for that semifinal, and then eventually, you know, they get to try out for the Olympics. I don't know if I'm convinced that person should be ever allowed to go to the Olympics because he cheated to get himself to that semifinal. And, you know, with the way sports are, like what we've seen with the Olympics, we've seen how if somebody tested positive for COVID, and they didn't have COVID, they had no symptoms at all, but they tested positive, luck of the draw, they're out. Like Vincent Zhou, who was supposed to skate. Somebody goes, sorry, your COVID test is positive. What? But I'm not sick. What? And he did all that for nothing. So somebody who was able to be an alternate gets to jump up into their place and, you know, no. So, anyway, all right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so two of my favorite people, two of my favorite podcasters are here to join us next. And I, you know what? We could talk about anything with them. But coming from California, we got Jenna and Mark. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking
good,
over each other.
Good.
Here.
How are you guys? Thank you for joining us. Tell us, first of all, tell everybody what your podcast is and how they could find you.
Well, our podcast is called Snack a Little, Talk a Little, and we cover everything from,
gosh, food, because I like food.
Relationships. We get into politics sometimes. We have done some extensive stuff about COVID, which we've had you on the show about it.
The paranormal, because I have a haunted house that I live in.
Yes, so it's
very cool.
It's got everything, Di.
It's kind of an all-around thing for people of a certain age, and that age being 27.
A certain age.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, interesting, in Nevada, we just talked about how we're going to be ending our mask mandate. You guys get to do that February 15th, right? I mean, are you guys all excited about that, or is it like, no, just going to mandate us to wear a mask again?
Well, let me tell you, my mask mandate ended, I think, November of last year for me. I have not worn a mask inside anywhere. Although I did have to go into the court system to get some information, and it was required, and that's the only time. Otherwise, I'm about the only person in the stores maskless, and no one says anything. So
I've been a little more careful. I'm a rule follower. But, you know, when I'm outdoors, that kind of thing, I do see people outside that are wearing masks still, and I do think that's kind of odd. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know how it will affect my work, though. There are a lot of things that they're requiring us still to do, as far as I can tell. And so we'll see. You know, it's different. So in our county, they're going to – it's actually on the 16th. So it's being lifted on the 15th, and in our county, then everything will change on the 16th for the vaccinated. For the unvaccinated, they still have to wear them indoors. But in LA County, oh no, it's different there.
LA County is still clamping down, despite what our ridiculous governor is saying. LA County Director of Public Health Dr. Barbara Ferrer.
Sure.
And by the way, she has, yeah, she has the doctor designation, but she's actually a doctor in social welfare. She's not a medical doctor. So a lot of people don't know that. And so, you know, a lot of us call her the fake doctor. I mean, not that her education is not a legitimate education to be a doctor of social welfare, but when you're in charge of the LA Department of Public Health, which other counties and cities are following, you shouldn't be calling yourself a doctor in that sense. But they're still extending their mask wearing.
Yep. Yep. Kids have had the ability, under five, the ability to be vaccinated for, I believe it's like until up to 8 weeks for that being available. So we're looking for LA County, the end of April, maybe.
So everyone has to wear masks until the kids can get vaccinated. None of this makes any sense.
Mm-mm. It doesn't. Go ahead.
I feel like we're kind of in a bubble here, though, in California. Because I only know what I know about what it's been like here for us. And I hear that it's quite different depending on where you live. Now, so have you guys experienced a little bit more freedom? Do you see more people without masks there, or has it been pretty clamped down?
Well, in Nevada, it gets pretty Gestapo-ish. And the reason why a lot of Nevadans will comply is because whatever our casinos need, they get. And we know, I think it's understood that none of us like it and none of us agree with it. But we aren't going to take it out on each other. Like you see stabbings and things like that that have happened over the last couple years when it came to mask mandates. When it comes to the casinos, we know that at any time a casino could get shut down. And if that casino gets shut down, it really hurts Vegas. So a lot of us are like, okay, you know what? I'll do what you need. I got you. And so that's why it's going to be like a huge, you know, I don't know what it's going to be. What's that holiday where everybody takes off their clothes, you know, and dances in the streets? I don't know. But I think that's going to happen in the next 30 minutes once the governor, yeah. By the way, we're talking to Mark and Jana from Snack a Little, Talk a Little. As you can tell, they are two overgrown teenagers that chit-chat about food, relationships, entertainment, paranormal, everything in between, and they're cool. They are some of my favorite in the radio family. So, so you guys have Super Bowl coming up. And what, they're going to fine people if they don't wear the mask? Was it like $200, $250?
Oh, my gosh. So this is so ridiculous. So we had the AFC Championship a couple weeks ago here in L.A. at the SoFi Stadium, you know, our brand-new stadium and everything. And during that, now mind you, we're L.A. is strict mask mandates and everything. And during that, of course, people got on social media, some of the politicians, they actually, our governor took a picture maskless with Magic Johnson. Now, there was also another picture that circulated widely of the mayor of L.A., Eric Garcetti, and the mayor of San Francisco, two towns that are so strict on all this. They were also with Magic Johnson, maskless. And once that hit social media and the blowback and the ridiculous things that they said, Gavin Newsom, our governor, said, well, I had my mask in my hand.
And Garcetti, he didn't breathe.
Right.
So you know,
he said he held his breath. Like Bill Clinton, I didn't inhale. Yeah, I get it.
No,
you know, when I take a picture, I ran into Shaquille O'Neal. I took off my mask because I knew that, you know, a decade from now, I'd want everybody to see that picture, and I didn't want any resemblance of COVID.
Right.
But when you're making the flipping rules and you're arresting people or, you know, by the way, I started you guys late. I apologize. Can you stay on for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Sure.
I love it. Love it. All right. Don't go away. We'll
like
be right
most
back.
Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some unwelcome economic news for the White House as inflation remains high. The Consumer Price Index rose 7.5% in January compared to a year ago. Jared Bernstein is with the White House Council of Economic Advisors. He tells Fox News there are some silver linings, but they're focused on doing better.
In the month of January, hourly wages grew 0.7%, inflation grew 0.6%, so you see a slight beat there. Hourly wages actually beat, grew in real terms in the month of January. That's not good enough for us.
The shortage of health care workers is in the spotlight in the Senate. Colorado Democrat John Hickenlooper opening a hearing and arguing that the United States must find ways to combat burnout and build a robust and diverse health care workforce for the future. USA Radio News. The administration is disputing reports of federal funds for crack pipes.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to play cleanup on Wednesday when asked about $30 million in taxpayer money used to supply smoking kits to addicts, including crack pipes.
Part of the kit, or were they removed in response to this reporting and this pushback?
They were never part of the kit. It was inaccurate reporting, and we wanted to put out information to make that clear.
However, the original article in the Washington Free Beacon quoted the Department of Health and Human Services, which specifically mentioned crack pipes. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The lowest life expectancy prior to the pandemic was found in Mississippi. That's according to a new report from the CDC, which looked at all 50 states and Washington, D.C. in 2019. The average life expectancy in Mississippi was around 74 and a half years. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So joining us is Mark and Jana, one of my my favorite podcast team on Snack a Little, Talk a Little, where they talk about everything from, guys, everything. And thank God for you guys. So one thing in the news was, and I don't buy it, they say that the convoy, the truck convoy, traveling from California to D.C., it could disrupt the Super Bowl. Is it traffic already gridlock over there?
Yeah, L.A. is horrible for traffic. But, yeah, I did see this, and this was the big story on the news last night, the local news.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's, I don't know how they're going to stop. How do you stop a bunch of truckers that want to get through somewhere?
I mean, exactly. And, I mean, you know what? I also wonder how many people out there are going to want to stop it. Yes, this is California, and it is a very liberal state. But I think there are a lot of people who are pretty fed up with everything that's been going on.
Right.
And,
I
we have a lot of people in law enforcement, both in our county and L.A. County, who have definitely been on the side of this is enough.
Right.
So
Right. A lot of law enforcement has been done with the mask mandate. The sheriff of L.A. County, Alex Villanueva, has been against the mask mandate. Mm-hmm. Our sheriff out here in Riverside County, Chad Bianco, is against it. It's just great. So it's hard to understand that law enforcement is going to do something to really put a stop to this. If the truckers want to start in L.A. on their thing the same day as the Super Bowl, it would disrupt things. But you know what? L.A. traffic is disrupting just every day.
I know.
It is. Yeah.
And the average person.
How is this any different?
Yeah. I was going to say the average person who was able to buy tickets to the Super Bowl is rich, so they could just helicopter in. I don't really see it being a problem.
Right.
That's right. I don't see anybody stopping at Super Bowl anyway. I mean, this is a pretty big deal to most people. Listen, I'm a baseball girl, so it's not a thing for me, but I know it's important to a lot of people. I don't see this stopping. I mean,
it's not going to stop the Super Bowl. They have shuttles. The thing that really disturbs me, though, is the government saying, I mean, they're acting like this is a terrorist act and everything.
Yes.
This is from L.A. This is the same thing that a couple summers ago I watched. Live coverage every night of people burning and looting the city. It was unreal.
And nothing was stopped.
Nothing was stopped on that. And here are truckers that want to do something, and all of a sudden they're domestic terrorists, and they're horrible, and they're it's just like, seriously?
They just want
this
choice.
This is where you're going to...
And they sit in a cab by themselves. It's not like they're operating on somebody. They're in their own cab. I mean, let them cough. They spit. I mean, how many people, you know, chew tobacco and spit? So we're not allowed to do that either. That spreads COVID more than a vaccinated person or unvaccinated. Yeah, good for you, Jana. Oh, now speaking of Jana, this is cool because Jana talks about paranormal. So I was thinking about you guys because in near the Bay Area, they were asking people to take homeless people into their homes. And, you know, because of the homeless crisis. I think my house is haunted, and I don't know if any homeless people would want to go into my house. What is that a way to get out of that if you don't want to take any homeless people?
I haven't tried it yet. If they ask me, I'll tell them. I'll see what happens.
I don't know, because the homeless people will probably be hearing their own voices, and then they have extra voices coming in. It'll kind of be like a party.
Might be soothing. I want to help the homeless. It's just I don't know if, you know, especially with all the crime, how do you know the homeless are going to be safe in somebody's house? I don't know. But talk to us. Why do you think your house is haunted? Because this is cool. I think a lot of us do, but we're afraid to talk about it. But I kind of believe in that stuff.
It started when I moved in about a little over 10 years ago. And at first, I was just hearing myself and my now ex-husband were hearing a lot of footsteps. And I have hardwood floors, so you'd hear the cracking of the wood and all of that.
Yeah.
Then as things got more difficult in our relationship, it ramped up very quickly. And I'd see shadows darting around, full-body apparitions. I'd hear glass breaking, couldn't find any broken glass. Mark and I don't know if we've got time for this, but Mark has experienced things here at the house, too.
There are things. I'm a skeptic, but there are things that have happened in this house I can't explain. And considering, now, mind you, let me just point out that Jana's house is a Victorian-era farmhouse, so it has a lot of history.
Yeah.
There are things that have happened in this house that I've been here that I can't explain. And the thing that is interesting is that she has so many things that have happened to her over the years, almost on a regular basis, that even if you discount 90% of what she's experienced, there's still 10% of stuff, and that's a lot of stuff that has happened.
It's a lot. And it can be pretty creepy. We've kind of started dabbling a little bit in being amateur paranormal investigators because we've been interested now because of the things that happen here. Before, I was open to the idea that it's possible that people don't actually just die and then that's it. But now after what I've experienced here, until you've experienced it, you can't totally understand.
Right.
We're happy to come and amateurly investigate your place for you.
And I tell you, it is scary. There have been times, you know, because Jana and our family, and I've been over here after we have a family dinner or something, and she and I usually sit around and chit-chat a little bit late into the night. And there have been times when stuff has happened, where noises from the upstairs have happened, where I leave her on her own. I say, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I know. See ya. No part of that just happening here.
Sounds.
That's right. I leave a cutout of myself as I go through the wall.
There are normal house sounds, and then there are other sounds.
I do believe, well, here's my thing. You know, as a doctor, I don't want to think that it all ends. You know, I know, you know, depending on a religion, there's heaven, there's hell, what happens to your soul. I don't want to think that this all ends. I look at life as it's a job. It's like a job interview. And God's looking at us and, you know, seeing, you know, what we're going to be good at. And then after we do our life, when we're there with him, he gives us jobs to do. Like, I might be in shipping and receiving. You know, Mark might be in marketing.
Right.
Jana, you might be in communications.
Yes.
And so that's right. So I just think those are the, you know, when there's the draft, or not when there's a draft, but when there's scouts, you know, watching us play, you know, college football. It's
right.
The scouts. That's what I think is happening in these houses.
Well, if there is something like that, I hope that when they're scouting me, they're saying, you know what? Whatever the afterlife is, Mark needs to be one of Jana's cats in the afterlife, because those things are spoiled to death, let me tell you.
They are. They live well here. By the way, they've seen the ghosts, too. They freak out when there are weird things here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why cats are so good as, like, guard animals, too, because I have cats and dogs.
Yeah.
But the cats have a sense... That's replicable. Yeah, you can't replicate the sucker.
Yeah.
That.
No, cats pick up on things. So Mark says that he hates cats, but my cats love him. So secretly, he doesn't even know yet that he actually...
I think the cats are pretending they're seeing something because they want to give their owners a heart attack so that they can have access to all the food all the time.
I think they're doing it on purpose.
You could be right.
Yeah.
You
could be right.
Well, guys, how can people find your podcast? Because it's all over. It's on Apple, iHeart. Tell us where people can listen to you.
Yep. iHeart. All of the. You can find us anywhere. Wherever you get your podcasts, at Snack a Little. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter as well. We post when we have new episodes dropping. And we've talked to Dr. Dye a couple times and hope to make that happen again soon.
That's right. We have a new episode every Monday. Snack a Little, Talk a Little, and we're on all the major podcast apps.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Which is great because, you know, when I snack, it's never just a little. When I talk, it's never just a little. So I love that you have that much willpower. It's fantastic. Guys, Mark, Jana, God bless you both. Thank you again for coming on. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you,
Dr. Dahlia. It was great.
Anytime. You guys take care. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the cards? Yes! The Royal Flush!
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as Ukraine-Russia tensions are rising, and there's this, okay, he's going to invade any day soon, you have some people in this country saying, please don't rock the boat, please don't rock the boat. Don't anger them. Don't accuse them of another doping scandal. Well, we have a doping scandal. And, it is something that has to be talked about. The problem is I really love this athlete that's in the center of it. She's fantastic. So Russian figure skating favorite Kamila Valieva is now at the center of another scandal that involves Russia, athletes, and doping. Now, allegedly, the 15-year-old junior world champion, allegedly, she tested positive for trimetazidine. Now, trimetazidine is a cardiovascular medication that has been banned by the International Olympic Committee for its athletic performance-enhancing effects. And some of you are like, well, what is it? And I'll talk to you guys about that in a second. And you're like, can I take some? No, it's not available in the U.S. I mean, it might be in certain medical circles, but it's not something that's FDA approved. So an investigation has been underway. It postponed the medal ceremony because she and the skating team, because I guess now, remember in the olden days you would have a short program, long program, and that was it. But now there's like a whole team. Kind of, they do that now with gymnastics as well. So her team placed gold, the Russian Olympic Committee team. And I don't believe they got their medals yet because of the possible scandal. And if you remember, the Russian Olympic Committee had to be created because Russia received a two-year ban. It was originally 4 years, then it was knocked down to 2 years. And it was levied by the World Anti-Doping Agency in 2019 after it was revealed multiple athletes who competed in the Sochi Olympics in 2014 were a part of a state-run doping scheme. Now, those drugs were mostly steroids. So what is trimetazidine? So it's known as TMZ, okay, not like the tabloid, but TMZ. It's a cardiovascular medication. It's fascinating how this works. It's in the class of fatty acid oxidation inhibitors. Ooh, does that clarify? Yeah. And the reason why this medicine exists and it's used is when somebody has angina, you know, coronary vasospasm, heart failure, ischemia, you know, lack of blood flow to the heart, these fatty acid oxidation inhibitors help improve the muscle's energy by decreasing its loss. So the heart gets most of its energy by oxidizing these fatty acids. And when fatty acid oxidation happens, right, without medication, right, okay, it inhibits pyruvate oxidation in the mitochondria and the uptake oxidation of glucose. Now, when you have demand-induced ischemia, so when exercise causes your arteries to constrict and you end up having lack of blood flow to the heart, you lose oxygen. You have less oxygen. And then you have less ATP. ATP is energy. This occurs in the mitochondria, and the mitochondria is your battery. So what ends up happening then is your body, this is when you normally work out, and if it's a heavy workout, if your body can't do fatty acid oxidation because it doesn't have enough oxygen because of the ischemia due to the demand and less oxygen coming in because you're breathing shallowly, then it activates a non-oxidative glycolysis and lactate production, meaning a process where it could still burn energy that doesn't require a lot of oxygen. It'll still require fatty acid oxidation, but it's a little bit of a shunt. Now, traditional drugs for angina act by reducing the use of that energy, ATP, by maybe suppressing heart rate, lowering your blood pressure, increasing aerobic formation of that energy ATP by increasing coronary blood flow. Because people say that this trimet, it's a vasodilator. It's not. It doesn't vasodilate. But what it does is it partially inhibits fatty acid oxidation. It increases your glucose and pyruvate oxidation, but because in a way is like a power save. You know how your phone has like a low battery or a power save mode? That's what that does. So if it decreases your lactate production, and you know how lactic acid builds up, messes with your muscles, it allows you to still function more efficiently in athletics. You have a higher pH rather than a lower pH of acid, and you have better contracting with your heart muscles. If your heart muscles contract better, you work better. So they don't affect the heart rate, they don't affect the flow, and they don't affect the blood pressure like a lot of these other medications do. But what they do is reduce symptoms of exercise-induced angina. So it prevents that normal shift that heart muscles do during ischemic stress to obtain energy, minimizing higher acid levels, cell membrane damage, loss of function. So people go, well, then why is it a performance-enhancing drug? What's the big deal? Well, again, if you are taking something and anything that help improves your heart function, improves like erythropoietin, Epoetin, remember, or EPO, which I believe was it Lance Armstrong got in trouble for? Somebody got in trouble for that. That adds more red blood cells. It stimulates production of red blood cells so you could carry more oxygen. See, anything you are doing to your body to enhance it is a performance-enhancing drug. So when did they ban it? Well, they banned this back in 2014. So the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, added trimetazidine to the list of banned drugs. Some countries use this in cardiovascular settings, not supposed to be used for exercise, not commonly used in the U.S., and not currently FDA approved. So what stinks is, you know, this Kamila Valieva has been a favorite. She does what most people can't do, and she is a fantastic athlete. But the problem is, if she had this in her system, then it ruins her career. And we, you know, we've seen somebody like her. We haven't seen a skater like her in a while, just like Nathan Chen. And they say the Russian delegation is refusing to discuss the situation. She practiced today, but she's under 16. She's a protected person because she's under 16, which means if there is an anti-doping violation, she doesn't get identified. But sources have already identified that it was her. And she could pull off a quadruple jump, something that in Olympic history, remember I told you guys if I ever did the Olympics, I would have done figure skating and I would have been the first one to do a quad back in 1994 in Lillehammer. But no, it was never me. I never made it to the Olympics. I could skate, but she did. She did it. She pulled it off. So I'm not sure what's going on. Also, we also don't know if this is something that is forced on them. You know, one thing we've learned about, you know, these countries, especially Russia, is they keep having these issues. Is it that the athlete goes, hello, I would like this, can I please get it? Or is it, look, if you're skating for us, you do exactly what we do, you take exactly what we say. And so Russia keeps getting banned. They keep getting in trouble for using banned drugs. And now the Russian Olympic Committee is now at the source of this controversy. It sucks that it includes, you know, I mean, somebody who I think had such high, aspirations. Maria Sharapova, people asked the tennis player, did she use something similar? It was meldonium, similar, same class of medicine. 1-877, Dr. Dudley, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.